From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at Cal Performances in Zellerbach Hall in Berkeley, California, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. It is great to be back in Berkeley. Great to be here in California, much as moths are drawn to the light. We here flock to the stupid. The most populous state in the Union teetered on the edge of a financial apocalypse, saved in the end by a petulant vegetable farmer in the state Senate who was bribed to change his vote. The good news, Californians, state services will continue. The bad news, it is now a felony to not eat your broccoli. So, while the phone lines still work here, give us a call. We're at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello, this is Marianne from Boise, Idaho.
Hey, Marianne, how are things in Boise?
Oh, they're great.
Is the state government of Idaho at all sane?
No.
Okay. Do you think any state might have a government that is? Because we're beginning to wonder.
Well, I've heard Chicago.
Oh. If you're looking up to Chicago, then you're in more trouble than we thought. Marianne, let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to an author, humorist, and the man responsible for everything you will find at Baudette.com, Mr. Tom Baudette.
Hello, Marianne.
Hi, Tom.
Next, it's a comedian who'll be appearing in New York at B.B. King's on Friday, March 6th, Ms. Paula Poundstone.
Hi, Paula.
Hey.
And finally, a man who both is and has a television personality, Mr. Mo Rocca.
Hi, Mo.
Hi, Marianne.
Marianne, welcome to the show. You're going to start us off, of course, with Who's Carl This Time. Carl Castle right now recreates for you three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize. Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. You ready to go?
Born ready.
Oh! Here we go. Here's your first quote.
We are running out of rich people in this country.
That was a very upset Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, Republican of Minnesota. She was explaining why she joined all her Republican colleagues in the House and voted against what?
The stimulus package.
Exactly right. Very good. Whatever their reason, Republicans were crowing about their almost unanimous opposition to the nearly $1 trillion stimulus bill, which was passed and signed into law anyway. This seems to us like being proud because instead of catching the bus, you got run over by it. Ms. Bachmann, as you heard, was concerned that the bill would somehow endanger the population of the wealthy, perhaps leading to warehouses filling up with an excess of monocles and jodhpurs. Well, Democrats are disagreeing, of course. Democrats, in the Senate, said, no, it's not that at all. In fact, they say feral packs of wild wealthy are spilling out of Neiman Marcus and need to be culled.
God, I love those monocles and jodhpurs. I'm thinking that's spats and riding crops. And
jackets with patches. Who will buy the jackets with patches if we have no more wealthy?
Now, flavorless crackers. Oh, man.
What was interesting was some Republicans, like Congressman Don Young of Alaska, they voted against the stimulus package, and then they immediately started bragging about the money it would bring to their districts once it passed. This reminded us more than anything of Gilligan telling the skipper, no way, no way will I wear that dress. No, no, no. And the next shot, he's in the dress. The GOP, standing on principle, but not anywhere they'll be in the way. All right, here is your next quote.
The guy's like a ticking time bomb. The last revenge of Blagojevich.
That was a top Washington Democrat speaking anonymously about what ticking bomb that the ex-governor of Illinois threw into the Senate.
Roland Burris.
You're exactly right. It stunned the nation. It shocked the world. The state of Illinois went 10 whole days without a major political scandal. Then Senator Roland Burris stepped in to save the day. Burris had sworn under oath that he never discussed raising funds for Rod Blagojevich before Blagojevich appointed him to the Senate seat. Then Burris said, oh, yeah, well, we did discuss it. And, oh, yeah, come to think of it, I did try to raise money for him. But wait, and this was his defense. He said, I'm innocent because my fundraising efforts failed. This will be his reelection slogan in 2010, Roland Burris, too incompetent to be corrupt.
Well, I just want to say that as a proud son of Illinois, I was born in Illinois, by the way, and both my mother and father were born in Illinois. And if they're going to be looking for another senator from Illinois, I'd be happy to step forward.
You think so?
Yeah, I couldn't be any worse, for one thing. I've paid my taxes several years in a row now, and I'm sure to make a complete hash of the legislative process, so Illinois residents would not have to go through a whole lot of uncomfortable change with me in office.
Well, after this catastrophe, the people in our home state of Illinois are trying to come up with a new system to more sanely and rationally pick a Senate. So what they're going to do is the governor is going to get in his private plane, fly about 30,000 feet over the state, and throw it a dart out the window. All right, very good. Here is your last quote.
I'm here to take my medicine.
That was somebody making a bit of a Freudian slip, perhaps, as he confessed to the media about, well, some medicine he had taken. Who?
Rodriguez, maybe?
Yeah, Alex Rodriguez, very good, known as A-Rod. He held a press conference this week to talk about his recent admission that he took steroids and other banned drugs earlier in his career. The event was notable for the moment when A-Rod got all choked up as he addressed his teammates, and for the crazy amount of obvious lying. For example, Mr. Rodriguez says that he didn't really know what it was he was taking. And that makes perfect sense, because if you're making $300 million as an athlete, and your cousin from the Dominican shows up with a syringe and says, this stuff might help, you're not going to ask, what is it? You're not going to ask, is it banned under federal law or the rules of baseball? No, you're going to ask, which buttock? I believe him. What did you guys think of his excuse that he was young and immature when it turns out he was 28? He now admits to stop using.
So yeah. A youthful indiscretion.
Do you get that now? Has that moved up to 30?
Yeah. 28 is really the new 18.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true.
In fact, now they're going to get him because he was too young to play.
Carl, how did Marianne do in our quiz?
She was perfect, Peter. Marianne, you had 3 correct answers, so I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done. Yes, Marianne. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for calling us up.